With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. An admissions tax is a fee cities tack on to ticket prices. It applies to everything from museum tickets to 5K fun runs and nonprofit charity galas. In California, 13 cities use this as a way to raise funds, including San Francisco and Santa Cruz. The city of Pacific Grove wants to add its name to the list with Measure P, but the proposal is meeting opposition. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Hey guys, how are we doing?
The entrance to the Monterey Bay Aquarium is humming with excited visitors. An employee swiftly sells two tickets as the line grows in front of him.
All right, two adults, $99.90.
2 million people visit the aquarium every year. Their tickets help turn on the lights, care for the animals, and invest in ocean education and conservation. Soon, part of the ticket price could help pay for city maintenance in Pacific Grove. That's if Measure P passes this November. The proposal is a 5% admission tax on tickets and memberships to museums, movies, lectures, and golf courses, basically any place that charges admission. Organizations would have to decide whether to raise prices or eat the cost. Either way, a single adult aquarium ticket would add $2.50 to Pacific Grove's general fund. City Manager Ben Harvey says the tax could generate millions.
Potentially as much as $4 million. It could certainly be less, but it could also be more.
The money would help pay for things like better street and trail maintenance, something Harvey says the city can't afford without new revenue. On a walk just a few blocks from Pacific Grove City Hall, he points out a broken and rusty storm drain at the intersection of Laurel and 15th.
It is in dire need of replacement.
Further up 15th, an uneven sidewalk is missing a big chunk of concrete.
Careful over here. It's time to really take care of our infrastructure. Sure, we can limp along for years and band-aid things, but eventually it's just going to go to dirt. I mean, that's in fact, I can see there's some dirt right there that is coming through. I mean, if you don't take care of it, that's ultimately what happens.
13 California cities have admission taxes, including Santa Cruz and Avalon on Catalina Island, which is where Harvey worked before coming here.
That was a reliable source of revenue that the city was able to use to help fund essential services.
But Barbara Meister says the tax doesn't make sense in Pacific Grove. She's the Monterey Bay Aquarium's public affairs director.
An admissions tax, it makes sense for those cities that have a large for-profit sports stadium or performing arts complex or concert hall, and particularly if a city, say, has helped that venue to get started with tax breaks or some kind of subsidy.
On the outdoor deck of the aquarium, visitors gaze at the Pacific Ocean, some taking pictures with the bay in the background. Sitting on a wooden bench, Meister questions the legality of Measure P, saying only 20% of the building sits in Pacific Grove. More so, she argues it just doesn't make sense to tax the people around her.
Our main focus here is environmental conservation and education. And so it doesn't make sense to tax activities that are for public benefit.
That's why the aquarium started the Community Coalition Against Measure P. It has more than 10 member organizations, including Lighthouse Cinemas and nonprofits like the Arthritis Foundation of the Central Coast. That foundation hosts an annual Jingle Bell Run at Lover's Point, which would also be subject to the tax.
Those aren't visitors from Sonoma or San Francisco. Those are City of Pacific Grove residents who are going to that event with the intent of supporting the organization, not supporting the city budget.
Meister says the aquarium does contribute to the city's budget through sales tax collected at its cafe and gift shops, roughly $200,000 a year. That's on top of driving visitors to the area.
The City of Pacific Grove does benefit from visitors who come to the aquarium and stay in their hotels and B&Bs, eat in their restaurants, shop in their shops.
Which Pacific Grove City Manager Ben Harvey agrees is a good thing.
But it comes at a cost, and that cost is also to our infrastructure.
Voters will decide on Measure P on November 8th. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.